you're having more and more assignments, and let's bring you up to probably something that was pretty important. When an agent showed a tape of your work to somebody?
Yes, I got a call from Jean Sage. She was an IMG agent. That was a huge agency, as a huge agency. And she had some really big name clients. One, John Madden, I remember, was one of her clients. Somebody had sent her some of my work. I resigned from Channel 8 because, again, I had a son. So I have two children.
Let's name, what are their first?
Jennifer Dixon and Dan Dixon.
Okay.
And I really felt like I wasn't doing justice to my children. By that time, I was working full time and had other assignments at Channel 8. I also had a daytime news show that was every day called Dayline. And that was a news show. And I did 3 live interviews on that show every day. It was their version of a noon newscast. So I resigned from Channel 8, and again, I'm thinking, I want to continue my career, but I need more flexibility. So I thought, I think I can get some freelance work. And ESPN was just coming into being something significant at the time. So I thought, well, maybe I can do some work for ESPN. Maybe I can do, there was another big sports production company called Ms. Lou. I'll contact them. So anyway, I did get some assignments, especially from Ms. Lou. And one of those was the Senior Bowl football game in Mobile, Alabama. And that was a game, it was kind of an all-star senior game. So the top players from that year played in this Senior Bowl. And it was produced by the NFL, so it had NFL coaches. So that was a pretty big opportunity for me. I was the host of the Senior Bowl and did the sideline interviews. So I think that's where Jean actually saw my work, Jean Sage. And then I think she asked Bill Schwing, who was the head of Ms. Lou Productions, what he thought of me and to send a tape to him. So that's how that came about. And Jean Sage contacted me. I love the fact that she's a woman, and because there are very few women broadcast agents at the time. But Jean was one of the very top, and she worked with a lot of sports broadcasters, and like I said, John Madden being one of them. She called and said, I think I can get an interview for you with all 3 major networks, if you'll come to New York. All 3 major networks being ABC, CBS, NBC. ESPN, like I said, they were just starting out, but they were becoming more and more significant, but they wouldn't have been considered one of the top 3 at the time, surprisingly. So I said, okay. And it just so happened that I had another event. I think it was a women's golf tournament that I was doing for Ms. Lou, the company I mentioned, in somewhere in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. So I said, okay, I'll be on the East Coast this date. Could we set up the interviews sometime around this time? So she, true to her word, set up an interview for me with all 3 major sports networks, all in one day. So I wake up in my hotel room that morning and look at the sports news, and the headlines read, because my first interview was with the new president of ABC Sports, Dennis Swanson. He had just taken over for Rune Arledge. New ABC president fires O.J. Simpson and Joe Namath from Monday Night Football. It's the first thing he did. I thought, oh, great, this guy's already in a bad mood, and now I have to go meet with him. Fortunately for me, though, he wasn't in a bad mood. We had a great interview. He told me later he really liked me as a person, and that was one of my selling points, he said. And I did have the interviews with CBS and NBC, but within a couple of weeks, I had my first assignment with ABC.
How about the other 2 networks? Did they come back to you at all?
Yes. But I, because of Wide World of Sports, and I felt there were more opportunities for women there, and that was just one of their shows. And again, I felt like Dennis Swanson had some of the same personality and some of the same vision that I had found at Channel 8 in James Lake and Tom Goodgame. He had big ideas for the network.
Did everybody have some hesitancy. We know we're hiring the first female and all this, and we don't exactly know how this is going to go over, but we don't care. Was that part of any discussion?
I don't recall that as much. Some of the only pushback I got, it was from some of the men that I worked with, because I think they thought that maybe I got more opportunities because I was a woman. And maybe I was the first one Dennis Swanson, the new president of ABC Sports, hired. Well, let's face it, they were all three looking for a woman by that time to add to their
Oh, so the idea was team. In their head.
It was in their heads, yes. Yes, it was in their heads. Gene told me that now that I think back on that. Yes, they were all three considering, I mean, this was 1986.
Yeah.
So they knew that they needed to do that.